Hey family, here's another podcast from the 98.5 Breakfast Show with Kirsty and Dan.
Oh, that's us, isn't it?
Yeah.
Newsly.
And I've got a little bit of a community warning.
Community.
Well, warning. It's probably a bit late to be a warning, but
okay.
You know, just to be aware that if something looks too good to be true, it generally is.
Is this like our seems legit from earlier?
Seems legit.
Well, potentially a little bit like that, because sadly, several West Australians have been left thousands of dollars out of pocket after a registered dog breeder.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. A registered dog breeder down in Busselton failed to give them puppies they had prepaid for or refund owed deposits.
Oh, you'd be furious because you wouldn't have a puppy.
You know, puppies are a big thing. Like, you know, you put money down for a puppy and you're like, oh, and they these days they're expensive.
Talk about going up in value.
Wow, my dog she's our superannuation.
Mine. Absolutely.
Like, seriously, like, we're going to hold on to her.
We used to have a black Labrador chip that we paid $500 for.
Oh, wow. That's so cheap.
Shame he's not with us anymore.
Oh, no.
He's worth a fortune now.
I know, but this was these were for Australian Shepherds, which I know some people who've got Australian Shepherds. Beautiful dogs.
Oh, I love those.
But apparently people have been making a lot of complaints, reporting her to Consumer Protection for not providing the puppies that they paid for. Oof. 13 of them, in fact, have come forward.
That's a lot of puppies.
Yes. So just be aware. I don't know how you can do it in a way that's, you know, safe.
Know.
You'd think that would be a pretty safe way to go to a registered breeder. But just be careful. Just be careful.
Don't pay until you have the puppy. I don't know.
Well, you can put a small deposit down, but don't give it all.
Don't.
I
don't have a solution for that.
No.
Just be careful, everyone.
Well, tell us if you've had an experience of buying a puppy.
Tell us
if it's been
good
or bad.
I want to hear a really nice one.
Yeah, let's hear a nice one about it. I can tell my story. My story was great. But if you've got a story about a puppy, let us know.
Well, speaking of animals.
Wow. Incredible segue.
Bears. I love bears.
Do you?
I want to give a bear a pat. I want to have a pet bear, especially a polar bear.
Do you have a teddy bear?
No. Well,
do
I
you
did
sleep
when I
with teddy
up.
Bears?
No, not anymore. No, but like an
checking.
Actual bear. No, they always look...
I know.
Until they get all aggressive and, you know, violent, as they do, wild animals.
Mm-hmm.
They look like they'd appreciate a good scratch behind the ear. You know? They got these fuzzy little ears.
Yeah, why?
They got that
why
playful
would you
little
wanna,
snout.
Why would you love to cuddle a... pat a bear.
It looks like it'd be a good time. It's a cute animal. Anyway, a polar bear in Russia has come to a human for help.
What?
So there's a remote outpost in the Arctic, and it wanders up this giant polar bear, because they're the biggest bear of all.
Yeah.
Wanders up to the porch. Someone's standing on the porch. He doesn't go inside for some reason as the polar bear wanders up. And it turns out it's because the polar bear has got a tin can stuck on its tongue.
Oh.
I know. People, don't litter.
Yeah,
stop throwing your tin cans everywhere.
Don't throw stuff in water as well. Waterways.
I know. So, polar bear wanders up and just says in his bear sort of way,
gives a hand.
And the guy pulls the tin can off and then the bear wanders off.
Oh, that's... Oh.
Actually, no, sorry. The guy does not pull the tin can off. They have to sedate the bear. A bunch of vets arrived and they had to sedate it to take it off.
Oh, okay. So he's like, okay, I see you need some help.
I'll give it a shot. So in the video, it looks like he takes the tin can off, but then below that, there's a paragraph. No, unsuccessful. Call the vets in.
Oh, so isn't that amazing? The polar bear waited around and goes, oh, look, he can't do it, but I reckon he's going to give me a hand. He's going to help get me some help.
Yep.
Crazy.
And then they sorted it out.
Oh.
Look at that cute bear.
I love polar bears.
Oh, I love a polar bear. Imagine having a pet polar bear.
Baby bear.
Oh, yeah.
Well, there you have it, family. Another Breakfast Show podcast. If you loved it, you can always check out the 98.5 website, 98five.com.
Or you can even just tune in live.